This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking technology throughout most of the night, which I think works for our new guest co-host here, Chris from thinkpenguin.com. It's Ian in here tonight as normal.
And Chris.
Yep, and so our phone number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, if you'd like to Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've most recently been talking about, for those of you just tuning in, the story over at New York Post, nypost.com, written by a doctor who is claiming that digital devices, the various phones, smartphones, tablet computers, iPad, you know, all these things that people have in front of them for a good chunk of the day these days, if they're adults, and especially young people, especially kids. They're saying here that, you know, the question is, what is the effect that this digital drug, he's claiming that these are the equivalent of heroin, a narcotic more powerful than heroin, having on the brains and nervous systems of seven-year-olds that are addicted to their glowing screens. Now, maybe you are a parent and you've had to deal with disciplining children who've used their devices too much. What has happened? I don't know. As our last caller pointed out, he went 30 years ago, back to when the Nintendo came out, because I think it's been about 30 years. I think it was 1986 or 85 or somewhere or in that range when the Nintendo Entertainment System was released in North America. He said that his son freaked out when he told him that it was time to put away the game system for the night. And so, you know, is this really that new? Or is it worse now because these devices are more ubiquitous? I mean, at least with the Nintendo, you had to be at home in front of a TV, you know, plugged into the wall in order to actually play the Nintendo. Now, you can play those same games on your smartphone. They have emulators for the original Nintendo games. You can play brand new games on your phones. You can spend hours on Facebook scrolling. And, you know, that's what I see people doing. And I'm guilty of it, too. Scrolling on Facebook. Not doing anything of importance. Not doing anything productive. Just scrolling through these different posts, most of which are, you know, useless. But you can share your experience with us. Gamma Blast is on the line in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Oh, hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about my video game addiction. I would say I am probably your top tier when it comes to being addicted. The current game I play, it got a Steam account on it, and it keeps track of how many hours you're logged in. I'd say 5,600 hours.
Wow. Well, okay, all right. So
in the last 2.5 years, I've been subscribing, maybe three.
That's 208 days, 5,000 hours is, you know, more than a couple hundred days that you've played this game.
Yeah, pretty soon I'll hit the 10,000 mark and be a true expert.
Now, when you said you're top tier, is there actually like a list of the gamers on Steam organized by the time? Can you see a public? Because I know like a lot of these gaming systems these days, you're not playing games these days, Chris,
yeah.
but now they have like rankings, like online leaderboards where you can see your rank amongst all the other players that play that game, which of course, you know, unless you're a super awesome player, you're probably going to be down in the thousands or wherever, or the hundreds of thousands. But, you know, those are generally ranked by some sort of score in the game. But is there actually a way to look at all of the gamers on the Steam platform, which is a huge platform for gaming on computers? Is there actually a way to organize them based on who has spent the most time on a given game?
Not that I know of, but that would be very interesting.
I bet you the Steam folks have that data, and it would be interesting.
Yeah, I just said just kind of threw out top tiers. I would just say as far as just hours playing video games, you know, I'm pretty high up there.
All right, so what's the game? I got to know.
I play, it's called Final Fantasy 14, the MMORPG. kind of character.
Oh,
that's an old game.
MMORPG. So MMO, for those that don't know, it stands for Massively Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Game. So that means that the game just goes on forever, that there is never an end to this game. They will continue. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, as long as people are playing it and people are spending money, they'll keep updating, you know, building new maps, add to it, and keep expanding and keep patching it up and add new dungeons and add new, you know, whatever gimmicks to keep you locked.
Now, do you have to pay a monthly fee? Some of these MMO games, they charge you, you know, 10 or 15 bucks a month in order to be part of their online gaming community. Is that the case with this game, or is it like you buy the game and then you play it as much as you want?
You buy the game. If you just go month by month, I think it's $14.95, maybe something like that. But if you do six months at a time, you get a little knocked off of that.
Damn.
If every time they do a major update, then it's like you got to basically buy another game. So they had the original game, which was called The Realm Reborn, just based, anyway, wants to know. And then a couple years later, they did the next version. Then you had the called Heaven's Wars, and then you had to basically buy the game again to continue on.
Gamma Blast, have you noticed, this is a different aspect of this conversation. So the story we started with was more about kids and their addictions to these things, and like what if anything are, you know, the devices doing to their brains, was kind of the science-y question here. But you're actually bringing up a topic that we've visited a lot on Free Talk Live over the years, and that is just adult video game addiction, that there are some people who spend way too much time in these games, and then they end up having real-life consequences. So that was going to be my question for you was, you know, has this crossed a line for you to where you've, let's say, lost a girlfriend or boyfriend over it, or lost a job because you've been calling into work, you know, saying you're sick when you're actually at home playing the brand-new release of, you know, whatever upgrade is, has happened to the game that you're into? Has there been outside consequences to your addiction?
Not recently. I guess many years ago I may have called in sick here or there, but I always make it to work. And, I am single and I don't have a girlfriend, so maybe that's part of it, because most of the time I'm just in here playing. Mm-hmm. That might have something to do with it, but I'm not sure at this point in my life. I don't really want to get married or have a kid or anything like that. So that doesn't really bother me or seem to affect me. And, yeah, I know I spend a lot of hours, but I think there is more harmful things I could be doing with my time. Like if somebody just sat in front of the TV and watched sports all day and sitcoms and whatever else, and probably as much time as I play the video game, I would say that even video games is healthier just sitting in front of the TV doing nothing, because at least I'm...
Yeah, you could argue.
Interacting.
Yeah, you could argue that you're more likely to be using a slightly larger portion of your brain playing a video game than you would just watching television. But how much more? I don't really know.
This doesn't really sound.
Go ahead, Chris.
None of this really sounds like an addiction to me. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like you're having fun and you're playing a lot of. You know, you're doing a lot of playing there, but
yeah, if you're not hurting yourself in some way, if you're paying the rent, if you're going to work and you're holding up your responsibilities, that's an argument against it being an addiction.
You guys are talking about helping people with, handle pain.
Yeah,
I think something that helped me quit smoking was being able to focus on a video game. Because
That's
I had a hell of a time trying to stop smoking, you know. I mean, I was doing the patch and everything, and I would just bury myself in a video game and just try to put it out of my mind, and that really helped.
Any kind of distraction, though, I think is going to be true, and I don't think video games or even the screen is necessarily, you know, the critical factor here. I think probably the thinking, the logic behind this is flawed.
The logic behind the suggestion that these are digital heroin.
Yeah. Saying, okay, so yeah, I would buy into the whole, you know, it helps with pain, but you know what? I mean, probably any kind of distraction is going to help with pain. You know, even if, you know, anything from eating to, you know, a conversation.
Gamma Blast, good call, man, and thanks for sharing your story with us. Good luck in your game. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I like video games. I wish I had more time to play them, but I've never played a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, and I don't ever want to, because I would be worried that I'd get too into it and end up never ending the game, right? Like, I like a game that ends at some point, because it helps me stop. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Everybody, inviting you to take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want, or comment on the story about digital heroin. That's what one doctor is calling the electronic devices that so many people, not just adults, but certainly young people and kids, are utilizing. Are they causing a problem with addiction? Are the addictions similar? Shockingly similar, they say, to usage of heroin, or the addiction to heroin. We'll continue with more of that story here, but it's led into a larger conversation just about electronic addiction, not just among kids, but among adults as well, addiction to video games, addiction to Facebook. It's a topic that does come up from time to time here on Free Talk Live over the years, maybe once or twice a year, and I think it's always an interesting conversation to have because, well, most people have smartphones. Most adults in America have a smartphone. And certainly plenty of people have computers, so a lot of people can relate to this. They can relate to this addiction. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and well, it's not really going to change likely anytime soon. The government's going to continue to try to control things, but they don't have total control, thank goodness. They want you to get the insurance, but you don't have to. You can use alternatives to insurance like Health Excellence Select. com. Now, they actually give you freedom from health insurance, and they'll give you a proactive health assessment daily and no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price, plus you'll get a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can go to learn more at healthexcellenceselect.com. That's healthexcellenceselect.com. It's Ian and Chris from thinkpenguin.com with you here tonight. Chris here for his very first time on the radio, and I think you're doing great, by the way, so thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Hung Like Jesus. He's in Georgia on Skype. Go ahead, Hung.
Hey, Ian and Chris.
Hey there.
I play a game called Tom Clancy's The Division, but I'm what is known as a casual core as opposed to hardcore.
Okay. What's that?
I do play every day, but it's only maybe an hour or hour and a half or so. You know, somewhere in between an hour and 2 hours.
And that's considered casual?
Yeah, it's considered casual core. Now, this is an RPG, so RPGs takes a lot of time to develop a character
right.
and move forward in the game. So, yeah, that's just casual. Now, the thing that changed that for me was the fact that I met a beautiful young lady who also loved to play, and we it's not my girlfriend now. We've been together for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So we now, and some people might find this ridiculous, but I don't. It's just our lifestyle, I guess. We'll play, and this is on PlayStation 4, and she has her own, and I have my own, mm-hmm. and we have a little rig in our, one of our little spare bedrooms, where we sit back to back, and we'll play together. through Wi-Fi online,
yeah.
and we'll play together, and we'll play this game as a team. Now, you can
wow.
go in as a one-man team, two-man team, three-man team, four-man team, but we play together. It's a two-man team, and, I mean, we just have the best time. And some people think that's kind of crazy for two people, grown people, to be playing video games like that. But, you know, but like I said, it's just our lifestyle.
I don't think it's that crazy. I mean, maybe 20 years ago it would have seemed, like, crazy to people, but now, I would say that that's probably more common than maybe people would like to admit or maybe that they realize.
Yes. And, you know, and we have been able to save so much money doing this. Because I'm not.
As compared to what?
Social, as compared to people who, you know, maybe go out or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we do go out to restaurants and things. But we don't do it half as much as nearly some of her friends.
I see.
And,
yeah, because you're going to run up a big tab, you know, just a night out on the town, Friday and Saturday or whatever. I mean, you're probably looking at dropping, what, you know, $50 easy on a night like that?
Oh, way more than that.
Per person. I mean, per person, $50 easy, right? Like, you know, $100. I don't do that stuff at all, so I have no idea how much it costs.
But, you know, and I've been playing, I'm 50 years old. I've been playing games since.
You're 50?
Wow. Yeah,
I never would have guessed from
50.
The sound of your voice.
Yeah, November, I turned 50.
Congrats.
I've been playing video games my entire life. I started out with Pong.
Yep.
It would burn the images to the television. And, you know.
Wow.
And it's never been a problem for me. It's always been something I always enjoy doing. Because I'm naturally an introverted person. So, you know, it's been my world for most of my life, you know, losing myself in video games. And it's never been really a big issue. I don't consider myself addicted because I do go to work, pay bills, you know, and live a regular life. And it's just a hobby.
But that's interesting, though, that, I mean, like, casual gaming is an hour to 2 hours a day. I mean, I would consider that regular. I mean, when I think casual, I think, like, every now and then when you feel like it. But
if you play a casual game, that might be considered hardcore. But if you play an RPG, that's considered casual.
That's light.
Like I said, you
okay.
put so much time into it.
Now it's RPG, so I'm new to, like, is this a massively multiplayer RPG, or is it like a strategy RPG, or like, what is it?
It's called an action shooter RPG. Okay. It's not a massively multiplayer, though a lot of people do play, but it's not.
Because usually you don't get, usually shooters don't mix with RPGs. I mean, there's Fallout, which is probably one of the more known shooter/RPGs. So for listeners that maybe are unfamiliar, the role-playing game is the RPG. That is where you have a character that you're developing over the time frame of the game. So, you know, are you guys still playing like the same narrative, or have you sort of restarted into different games over time? Like,
you can introduce another agent and develop another agent, but we usually play the same one. Then you have DLC, which comes out,
downloadable content.
Which comes out every so often. Then you have patches. We just had a patch that came out. And we just switched everything, so you generally start over, redevelop this character into this new patch.
Now, how did you when y'all met, did you know right away that you were both big video game fans? Did you both
No clue.
Okay, how did that come out?
You know, just talking, and I mentioned it that being involved with someone who enjoyed video games. Mm-hmm. She said no, because she enjoys them as well. We happened to be playing the same game at the time on the same console, and it was perfect. And now, you know, like I said, it's been 2 or 3 years now we've been together, and it's been no problems.
So do you want to give out your gamer handle so other listeners can look for you?
No, I really don't.
Fair enough. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's all. Hey, and also, that gaming and the release of pain, you know, like Chris said earlier, anything that will get your mind from pain will make you feel better, I think.
Okay. Good point. Hung like Jesus. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Good luck out there with your game. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. The couple that plays together stays together, perhaps.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. The story here from Dr. Nicholas Cardaris over at nypost.com. He's suggesting that the constant use of these digital things like iPads and smartphones has created addictions. And he says that schools have become drug dealers. He's calling this digital heroin. They're saying that it's under the misguided notions that these things are educational. The entire classroom landscape has been transformed over the past decade into a digital playground that includes Chromebooks, iPads, smart boards and tablets, smartphones, learning apps, and a never-ending variety of edu games. These so-called edu games are digital Trojan horses, he says, chock full of the potential for clinical disorders. We've already seen ADHD rates explode by over 50% in the past 10 years as a whole generation of screen-raised kids succumb to the malaise, the malaise-inducing glow. Using hyper-stimulating digital content to engage otherwise distracted students creates a vicious and addictive ADHD cycle. The more a child is stimulated, the more that child needs to keep getting stimulated in order to hold their attention. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. And I know my girlfriend is addicted. She's young. She's addicted to her screen. It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about gaming, addictions, relationships, also kids. And are they getting stimulated like heroin stimulates when they're on these different screens that they're on constantly? One doctor saying that's the case over at nypost.com, calling it digital heroin. We'll continue with that discussion. Of course, you can take control of the airways. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Thistle is on the line in California. Go ahead, Thistle.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? You're on with Ian and Chris.
Oh, yeah. I had two questions. I've heard of Chris. I think it was his partner that was on Ernie's show on
Declare Your Independence.
Yeah.
You're talking about the EOMA 68 fundraiser, this modular computing, privacy-oriented hardware fundraiser that we were discussing earlier?
I didn't hear it. I just got on not too long ago.
But was that what was being discussed on Ernie's show?
Yeah, it had to be.
It's been a couple times I've heard. I think it was his partner that's in the thing.
So you guys were on Ernie's show?
Luke was on once or twice, yeah. Okay. I've been on numerous times.
On Ernie's show?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about developing products for the Liberty Movement, and I wanted to ask Chris if he had the dimensions of the board that you put in the computer that you're developing.
It's probably a question better designed for email or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's what it is. It's a PCMCIA card. So basically, it's a credit card size.
A little thicker.
Yeah.
A little bit thicker, but it's the exact same size as a credit
card. Look up PCMCIA. It's exactly the same size.
That's an old spec from way back. I remember they had those ports on laptops back in the 90s.
Yeah, it's the same. The pinout is exactly the same. It's just been basically repurposed for a different standard. They're not compatible, but they're
Did you have a question, Thistle, that would be more relevant to the general audience that's listening?
Not really. I had a question for you, Ian. I was wondering, like,
yeah, I would say direct all tech questions through thinkpenguin.com. I'm sure you guys can handle more techie stuff.
I apologize for not doing that. I'm just trying to.
Go ahead with the other point.
I was wondering, how much does it cost to advertise on Free Talk Live?
Again, another great question, probably better suited for email to mark@freetalklive.com. I'll give you the short answer, which is that Free Talk Live has different ways that you can advertise. You can advertise to our radio audience, you can advertise to our podcast listeners, and you can advertise on our streams, you know, on the website. So those are, and there's also different types of ads. So there's like the live reads that we talk about during the show, and we talk about, let's say, healthexcellenceselect.com. Those would be the most expensive ads because that's us actually talking about it during the show times versus, you know, the radio ads, which are recorded ads that run across our radio network. And we have over 150 stations. Those, you know, don't have the same level of effectiveness, but they're good for, you know, building a brand. They're good for getting the word out to the radio audience, and they're cheap. So, like, we can basically get you on the radio in 150 places for probably no more than you would spend to get on one local radio station. So we have the ability to kind of leverage the size of our broadcast, and because we have virtually no overhead, I mean, it doesn't cost a lot of money to run the show. We're sitting in the living room of a house right now as we're doing this program, and so there's, you know, we're not even paying rent for a facility or, you know, on Main Street or something like that. So with that in mind, the rates are very, very affordable. I mean, for as little as a few $100 or several $100, all the way up to, you know, as much as you want to spend, several thousand, we can come up with packages. But I would recommend you start with mark@freetalklive.com. Thanks, Thistle, for your call tonight. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, you know that you talked about, I call it the Goober car, the self-driving car, you know, because Google and Uber, but Uber car is self-driving. It, never mind the government regulations. I heard it on the radio this morning. We need to put them out as soon as possible, the self-driving cars, because, you know, if we wait and for the government approval, it might be another 20, 30 years, you know, because, you know, they want everything so perfect. You know, they want, like, nobody killed in the automated cars. But, you know, we have 376 people killed last year in New Mexico in auto crashes. But that's okay.
So on this issue, Sarah, listeners who are new to the show, Sarah is a nightly caller. She's what we call a chronic in the business. And she has advocated for communism before on the air and generally is in favor of the government. But it sounds like we found an issue, Sarah, where you are against government regulation. You're saying, forget about this regulation. Let Uber drive. Let Google hit the roads with these automated cars. You're saying, don't stand in the way, government. Is that right?
Right.
Well, you know what? Good for you, Sarah. I agree with you.
That is interesting.
Well, the thing about it is that the government control, like you said, is a capitalist twist. You know, that's the way they attack communism, because it's a system without the capitalist. Like, think about it. If Exxon and Mobil became state-run oil companies, how are they going to be worth, $500 billion,
they won't be worth crap because when the state takes things over, they ruin everything they touch. I mean, if you want an example of that, just look down into Venezuela, Sarah. In Venezuela, the state has nationalized grocery chains, and now the country's starving. That's your communism for you.
You know, but they have put on them like a heavy sanction that they put on Cuba just to make sure that it failed. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's not true. See, that's, you know, you're not familiar with the situation. I know you don't listen to Free Talk Live, even though you call the show. You very rarely actually listen to what we're saying because you only will listen when you're on hold, with us. And so you probably haven't heard the various different times we've discussed Venezuela and how it is that it has nothing to do with any kind of outside influence as to why that country is failing. And it has everything to do with their socialist policies that basically destroy any kind of incentives that people have to do things. Like business, because if you are, let's say, a toy manufacturer in Venezuela, most recently, Nicolas Maduro raided a toy warehouse, stole 4 million toys, and is giving them out during the Christmas season to children across the country. Well, to some people that might sound like a nice idea, but to anybody that, you know, understands business, you know that that business is going to go under likely because they've lost their inventory to the government, which came in and literally stole it from them so they could give it to children. And that's just one example of how insane this is. Why would you do business in a place where at any point some government goon could come in and take all of your money from you, could take all of your product from you, and just decide to do whatever it is that they want with it? Why would anyone go into a business? Why would they take the risk of buying a warehouse, buying a manufacturing facility, investing their money into these things when they know they can lose it all in a moment because of the whim of some government bureaucrat, Sarah? Why would they do that?
Well, I mean, if it was a socialist communist, the factory should have been owned by the state anyways, right? So why would they? So is it a mixed economy? The store was owned by a capitalist, some type of capitalist?
But well, it was. Yeah, the chain, the grocery chains that they've nationalized were owned by somebody, and then the government took them over and ran them into the ground. Because governments don't understand how to run a business, Sarah. They're not subject to the same market signals that businesses are. When you run a business, if somebody comes in and complains, and Chris, you know this, you run a business, you deal with the public, there's going to be problems,
oh, yeah.
There's going to be issues. You got to deal with the customers in a way that makes them happy as much as you possibly can so they don't go out there and badmouth your business to other potential customers, ruining your reputation in the marketplace. You're always listening to what the customers are saying. Now, they may not always be right, but it's always good to listen to their suggestions and to see what it is that they're wanting so you can better serve them into the future so your business can keep running into the future. But when you're the government, it doesn't matter what the customers think because the government's going to get their money anyway, regardless of whether or not you like their service or their product. They're going to get paid regardless because they can tax and they can threaten violence against people. And so they just don't even have the same set of structures or rules or incentives. And so it just doesn't work. Sarah, thanks for your call. 855-450-FREE. You can join us
today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up what you want. Even in these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you. If you want to join us now, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tipsy Elves Christmas sweaters. Some are ridiculous, some are outrageous and offensive, and some are just kind of, you know, Christmassy. Like, I've got one that's pretty inoffensive. It looks like something an elf would wear. Though they don't carry that one anymore. You can get some of their all-new 2016 sweaters over at TipsyElves.com, and they do have some of their classics as well. TipsyElves.com, you get 20% off with code FTL at checkout. And by the way, that's 20% off their entire inventory. So not just their Christmas items, they also have collegiate wear. If you're into college sports, you'll probably find something you appreciate in there. Now, Tipsy Elf sweaters are all about fun, but they're serious on quality and construction. And they've got other options besides just their sweaters. They've also got Christmas suits for men, for women. They've got holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas, and more. Plus, even stuff for pets. So head over to TipsyElves.com, use code FTL at checkout, and get a great deal and get it delivered to your door or to your loved ones. TipsyElves.com, code FTL, saves you 20% site-wide as we continue with your calls and thoughts here. We've got Dung calling from Parts Unknown. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris from Think Penguin. Hello, Dung.
Yeah, Dung. Chris, I don't know if you tuned in and dropped out last night, Free Talk Live, but I was attempting to point out how immoral it is for somebody to make excuses for mass murdering Islamists, jihadists, by using clever words and phrases like proportionate response. I was accused of wanting to, having violent fantasies and wanting to murder two people when I was actually speaking of blowback and alluding to Free Talk Live's highest rated spin-off program, Radical Agenda, you know, the physical removal principle. And a white man, I guess they were picturing walking into the Liberdopian studio with a Glock.
I'm pretty sure that Radical Agenda was not a spinoff from Free Talk Live. You're talking about Chris Cantwell's show.
You can call it. You don't have to take the joke if you don't want to.
pretty sure he had his own show prior to coming on here. Okay, gotcha.
It's a joke. That's what I call it. A spinning. He would be nobody if it weren't for you. So you can call him.
Actually, that's not true either. That's also not true. I mean, I appreciate you trying to give me that credit, but no, it's not true. Hold on. I'm just going to put you on the hold because you keep talking. Chris Cantwell, not you, Chris, across from you're Chris from Think Penguin. Chris Cantwell actually is very, very popular because he's one of those guys who says what some people are thinking and aren't willing to say. And so that's like, you know, kind of like Howard Stern has that level of popularity where people hate him as much as they love him. So he's got that kind of thing going on with him. I didn't, you know, create Chris's popularity at all. He started his own blog, and that got popular because he wrote outrageous things on that blog. He gets more podcast downloads than Free Talk Live does, I think. I mean, the dude is he's popular on his own right, and, you know, it's partially because he's talented. By the way, I put him on hold. I didn't hang up on him.
He's quite different than you, too. Like, his whole show is not it's not anything like it, really.
He's angry, James is actually calling back. I did not intend to hang up on you, James. You dropped off there, so maybe it was a bad sell. You're back on. Go ahead.
You're taking a lot of time to respond to something I was just saying in passing. You could take it as a joke. If you don't, then you
don't
get it.
Take credit.
You are a joke.
I don't want to take credit.
Chris, he accused me of wanting to murder two people when I share and have no such fantasies. I would actually.
Chris didn't accuse you of anything. This is his first night.
No, you did last night.
Chris has never been on the show before.
Like I said, I don't know if you listened last night, Chris, but last night this guy that calls himself a minister is not responding to the fact of the matter is. He said I wanted to murder Daryl and him last night with that pig, Melanie, who regurgitated and reiterated the smear. Forgive me for making fun of people, but Chris, I'm sorry that you hang out with this 30-something-year-old guy boning a teenage girl, and you actually have respect for him? I don't. He calls it hate. I don't call it hate. I just call it lack of respect. He's Rachel Maddow with a goatee. He's smug and thinks he's always right and doesn't want to engage with
anybody. No, I don't think I'm always
disagrees
right.
Disagrees with him. You're Rachel Maddow with a goatee. You're a little smug little turd. Seriously. But anyway, I just called in.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have any hate in your heart, James.
Nope,
none whatsoever.
I don't have
You're
disrespect.
Just a good, loving Christian. You're just like Jesus.
Who said anything about being Christian or being just
you
like
You have
Jesus.
Said you're a Christian.
You did.
You have.
No, I... You keep
Are you no longer a Christian?
I said I was raised Christian.
Oh, and so you're
I'm
not a Christian.
Roman, Catholic. There, it's a big
oh, so you're
difference
a Catholic.
Between you were never Christian, and I know you said you claim you were Christian. You were raised by people that took you to church and Christian church.
Yeah, I went
you
to Christian
never believed
camp,
Jesus
actually.
Christ. You never believed Jesus Christ is God, ever. Ian
Honestly,
Bernard.
I don't remember
Not to mention,
what I believed
are you
as a
going
kid.
To your mom and dad's house for Christmas dinner, by the way, with your 14-year-old girlfriend? Are you
My girlfriend
your mom and dad's
is
house?
Not 14 years old. She's not
are you welcomed at your mom and dad's house for Christmas dinner, Ian Bernard?
Presumably I would be, yes, but I have not been down to
with
Florida
your
for
18-year-old girlfriend,
years.
That is?
She's 19, but
no.
Yeah, I'm sure they would
now.
Be
she's
fine.
She's still a teenager.
I'm
she's
sure.
Still a teenager, 19.
So what? Why is that? Why is that? Why are you so obsessed with that?
Obsessed. I don't respect a man that's boning a teenage girl when he's in his late 30s. And nobody I know would either, except for people that go into the Libertopian studio and broadcast with you. But don't think there's anything wrong with you accusing me of wanting to get a
I don't think their opinions about my relationship really
it.
Even matter when it comes to whether or not they're interested
I've
in being
enough
on
about
the radio.
That. I've made my feelings and thoughts perfectly
you sure
clear
have.
About
Thanks
Renee.
For the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, look, so what? She's a teenager. So what? Why does that matter so much to some people? I don't get it. You know, she's an individual. She has feelings. She has goals. She has beliefs. She is just as much of a human being as the rest of you out there. And if you want to judge me for it, that's fine. You can have whatever opinion you want about it. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can, of course, bring up anything you want here. We were talking about young people and their addictions to things, and she is certainly addicted to her phone, constantly scrolling on Facebook, as I suspect many young people do. I do. I'm in my mid-30s, and I spend a lot of time doing that, and I wish I didn't. They're saying here in this story from nypost.com that research indicates that retention rates are lower on screens than on paper, and that schools without electronics report higher test scores. And then there's Finland, a standard bearer of international excellence in education. Finland rejected screens in the classroom. According to Krista Kiuru, their Minister of Education and Science, Finnish students didn't need laptops and iPads to get to the top of the international education rankings, and they aren't interested in using them to stay there. Yet in the United States, there's a national effort to give kids screens at younger and younger ages, as parents worry that their little ones may somehow be left behind in the education technology arms race. The data be damned. But not all parents are drinking the screens or wonderful Kool-Aid. Some are fighting back. Cindy Eckert, a Maryland mother of two, is launching a grassroots campaign to create legislation. Oh, boy. What's this for? To limit screen time in schools, and is testifying in front of a state house or state senate subcommittee this month. She says, I was shocked to learn that the Maryland State Department of Education had no medically sound health guidelines in place before they put so many of our children in front of a computer every day. The schools keep encouraging more screen time in the classroom without any regard for our children's well-being. Our children are owed a safe classroom environment, and right now, they're not getting one. Unquote. Some parents are opting out of public schools for less technology-dependent schools. Many Silicon Valley engineers and executives, for example, put their kids in non-tech Waldorf schools. Others, like longtime educator and consultant Deborah Lambrecht, have decided to create new tech-free school models. Deborah has created the Callbridge School, a distinctly Finnish-style school that is intended to serve as a template for future schools throughout the country. And I think this is the answer. I mean, this is the solution. For parents that care enough about this issue, get your kids out of the government school. If this is the reason that you needed to get your kids out of the government school, great. Get them out of the government school. If, on the other hand, you want a more technological environment than the government school offers, get your kids out of the government school. This is a great reason to get your kids out regardless of what your belief system is. Did you go to government school?
I did. I very much did. And I am just amazed at the dumb technology decisions that are made both
by the
now,
government school, you mean?
Yeah, and when I went to school, there's a lot more now than there was, but even in my day, it was like, you know, there's certain places, you know, in the classroom for school for computers, but not for, you know, like math. It's just not.
And the problem is the decisions are all being made above you. As a parent don't get to have any input into that. You're subject to whatever the bureaucrats cram down your throat. So the best solution is to get your kids out of government school and figure out what's best for them individually. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.